Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Psalm 30, and this psalm appears to be written with two different purposes. One, to thank God and to celebrate David's deliverance from death. It may have been from persecution or martyrdom from people who would want to take his life, or it also could have been that David was sick and that the Lord came and healed him. Secondly, David had the honor of bringing the tabernacle to Jerusalem, as well as getting the plot of land on top of Mount Moriah, where Solomon would later build the temple. And this psalm may reflect a dedication for the tabernacle coming to Jerusalem or the dedication of that land. And it's used at times nowadays for that purpose in Judaism. So with that backdrop, let's take a look at Psalm 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you for help and you healed me. And David has seen God work in grand ways in his life to protect him, to deliver him, to help him, to not let ultimately his enemies take his life. And David went down to his grave as an old man. God was faithful to him, and God had promised him that, you know, he would have a kingdom and that his family would ultimately reign on his throne forever. It says in verse 3, O Lord, you have brought me up my soul from Sheol. You have kept me alive that I would not go down to the pit. Now, there's much that could be said about this. You have brought my soul from Sheol. I think what he's referring to here is the fact that he did not die, that he could have died. He was healed. He was protected. Therefore, he did not go to Sheol, and he was kept alive, and he did not go down to the pit. Now, Sheol is the abode of the dead in the Old Testament. It's typically looked at in a negative light. You know, I mean, death has its sadness, right? I would argue that that has changed in the New Testament era. I mean, the Apostle Paul said it'd be better if I were to go away from the body, because then I would get to be with the Lord. And Jesus said, even to the thief on the cross, today you shall be with me in paradise. And the afterlife for those now who believe in Jesus is heaven, is paradise, and is looked at in as celebration. That doesn't mean that, I even hesitate to say this, but that doesn't mean that we look forward to death or that we have to like want to die sooner, I think would be a better way to put it. Because in some ways, death is a release from this body and going home to eternity. So we can actually look forward to that. It's just that I think we need to stay here as long as the Lord has us here. We don't expedite our death because we're looking forward to it. But in the Old Testament days, it wasn't really looked at that way. It wasn't looked at as grand and glorious as it is in the New Testament era. It does appear that there are two parts of Sheol. So when someone died who believed, they would go to Sheol. But when someone died who did not believe, they would go to the pit or the negative side of Sheol. And it was a waiting place of the dead, an abode of the dead. You know, we have that today in Hades, where if someone dies that does not believe in Jesus, they go to a temporary hell and they're waiting their final hell. Whereas we go to essentially a temporary place of paradise, heaven, and one day we will be with the Lord, you know, in his eternal kingdom in eternity. So Sheol, however, I don't believe Sheol is heaven the way that we view it today. It was an abode or a waiting place for the heaven that would come one day when Jesus came. So with that discussion on Sheol, let's now go to verse 4. Sing praise to the Lord, you his godly ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. You know, following God is such a glorious thing, and I want to encourage us in any time we go through a difficult time on earth. Many times God is going to see us through this challenging time on earth and is going to bring us favor and blessing even in this life. And I think sometimes when we're going through a difficult time, we can tend to over-dramatize it or feel like we're never going to get out from underneath the challenge or problem that we have. But weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. His anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. And even as dark as what a day may seem, sometimes in life, with God, there's always hope. And it's amazing how things can change. And, you know, you go through hills and valleys in life, but, you know, on the other side of the valley is another hill, another place of praise. And really, every place is a place of praise, whether we're in the hill or in the valley. And the reason that we can praise God even when we're in the valley is because weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Hang on to your faith. Trust God. David went through many hard times and many times where he was hiding out and people were after him, but yet God saw him through that. So he has learned to trust God. And now he's celebrating the faithfulness of God who's protected him and healed him. Verse 6, now as for me, I said in my prosperity, I will never be moved. And David is saying that in a negative sense, that he thought maybe he could provide for his own, you know, steadfastness through his prosperity. He would never be moved. But listen to what he says in verse 7. O Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain to stand strong. So it wasn't by his prosperity that he was never moved. It was by the Lord's favor, the Lord's blessing, the Lord's direction that his mountain was to stand strong. And it's kind of an interesting expression there, right? I don't know if he means that David gave victory to Jerusalem and Mount Moriah, where ultimately David's going to be able to have Solomon build the temple, or if he's just referring to his life there, like you've made me able to stand strong. I thought my prosperity would make me not be moved, but really, Lord, it was by your favor that you gave me a strong foundation. You hid your face and I was dismayed. And David went through times where it was challenging and maybe at times he had, you know, he was dismayed where he's like, oh Lord, I mean, think of the times in the Psalms that David cried out, oh Lord, hear my voice. Why don't you hear me? I mean, David talked very authentically to God, but he was dismayed when he was concerned that the Lord was not acting on his behalf. And then it says here in verse 8, to you, O Lord, I called, and to the Lord I made supplication. And that's the right thing to do. You know, when we're needing something to be moved, when we need a touch of God, when we need his blessing, he called the Lord and he made supplication, and we need to keep doing that. Sometimes maybe we grow weary or we feel like God's not listening, and David felt like that sometimes, but keep calling out to the Lord, keep making requests of the Lord, keep seeking him. And then David says this, what profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your faithfulness? And although, you know, there was a life of the abode in Sheol, it's like David's life would be able to bring more honor and glory to God alive, is what he's saying, than dead. I can praise you. I can serve you here, God, while I'm living. Again, they did not have a real positive emphasis of death, even though they believed in Sheol and the positive side of Sheol and that God would remember them in Sheol. It wasn't a heavenly bliss like we have today. Praise God for Jesus. Praise God for the new covenant. And you know what? We will be praising God in heaven. We'll be singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. Oh Lord, be my helper. And here he is asking, there it is, you know, for God to hear him. And God is our helper, and he is gracious, and he does hear. Listen to what it says in verse 11. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. Isn't that beautiful? You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. And, you know, I just think of, you know, even people in our church body and even in my own life in the past. But, you know, you go through times of mourning. You go through times where maybe you feel like you're dressed in sackcloth, but yet the Lord brings gladness and he turns our mourning into dancing. And may we just remain steadfast, trusting in him, waiting for the climb out of the valley to the hill that God is bringing us, and just know that God is always there. That my soul may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And hallelujah, may we give thanks to God forever. May we give thanks to God forever when things aren't going well. May we give thanks to God when we have found favor and blessing. And ultimately, we will give thanks to God forever when we are in heaven, when we are in paradise. Hallelujah. Even if our life is taken, we have been promised eternal life with our Lord. May we always believe that wholeheartedly so that it gives joy to our life no matter what we face here on earth. God bless you all.